WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Motivation Monday, where I give you the motivation to get through your Monday. I hope everyone has had a great week so far, and if not, it's okay. I'm in the same boat as you. We're going to get through it together. This week, I'm just going to get straight into it, by the way. This week, we're going to be talking about perspective because I feel like life is all about looking at the perspective that you're in. I saw a Facebook photo one day and it was like a little weenie dog dash hound in the mud and then like a big old German shepherd in the mud. And it said, it said something along the lines of, the mud is, oh man, what was it? How deep the mud depends on who you ask. So if you ask the little weenie dog, he's going to say it's really deep because it's almost up to his neck. If you ask the German shepherd, he's not going to say it's deep because it's, you know, up on his paws. So that's about perspective and, you know, life and such. So we're going to be talking about perspective today, and yeah, that's, you know, kind of what we're talking about. So today's quote is going to be, changing your perspective changes your experience. So pretty much the reason I did perspective is because I have a lot going on in life right now, and I could easily look at myself and be like, this is totally unfair. Why did God do this to me? What, you know, like, I'm completely helpless. I can't do anything. But when you change your perspective and say, like, you know, this is a learning lesson. This is something that I will take with me. This is, you know, like, the learning lesson I'm learning is that I'm still going to work. I'm still going to college. And I'm learning to deal with my emotions while going to school and work. And learning that it's okay to not be okay at work. But also, you can't just sit around and mope around when something isn't going your way. So it's all about perspective, really. Also, this is unscripted, by the way. I don't know if you can tell. I'm also not in the studio. I'm at home. So if the audio is bad, that's why. I'm sorry, Noah. I wasn't able to get to the studio this week. It's been a really bad week, y'all. So yeah. Also, there's another one quote I want to say. It says, what you see and what you hear depends a great deal on where you are standing. It also depends on what sort of person you are. So I think that everyone will take, like, trauma differently. Like, you know, I will take different trauma from Lakeland because we are two different people. We have two different perspectives on life. And that's okay. You don't, if, my thing is if you do not take emotions, trauma, whatever, the same way as your partner, your friend, your best friend, your parents, your family, try and understand their point of view before you get upset. Because I think the most hurtful thing is when you are upset and the other person doesn't have the same emotions you do because they have a different perspective. Don't let that person shut you down. And if you are the other person, don't shut them down, okay? Try and be understanding. Even if you don't understand, try to understand. It's not that hard. Yeah, that's my little rant for the day. But like I said, if you are having a hard week, it is okay to not be okay. It is okay to sit down and cry. I sat outside of Lakeland's house the other day, and the sprinkler was on. I sat out there for an hour staring at the sprinkler because life was just going so bad that I just took a moment for myself. I didn't have the puppies out there. I didn't have Dash out there. I didn't have Lakeland out there. I didn't have my phone out there. I just sat out there and stared at the sprinkler. Did I feel better after? Yes, I felt way better after. I don't know why. I don't remember what I thought of, but I do know staring at that sprinkler did help. So if you need anything that'll clear your mind, go stare at a sprinkler. It's very relaxing. You might fall asleep because the noise is very calming. But like I was saying, you know, life is about perspective. Lakeland brought up a good point of, like, you know, we both see things differently because we both have two puppies together. And so, you know, life gets really hard sometimes because two puppies do not care if you're sick. They do not care what you're doing. They don't care if you've had a bad day or a bad week. They really do not care. You know what they care about? Shredding stuff and making you mad. That's what they care about. So, you know, sometimes you got to take a step back from stuff, you know, and look at it from a different perspective. You know, what is my different perspective of the puppies? My different perspective is definitely looking at them and being like, you know what? One day, like right now I'm mad, but one day I'm going to look back at this and laugh. Like when Dash chewed up the Ethernet cable for Lakeland's computer, were we mad in the moment? Yes. Now we look back at it and we laugh because it's funny. And, you know, you got to think of the different perspective pretty much. Let's get into today's story because I'm rambling. This week's story is called Lighted Lamp. It's pretty short, but stay with me. I might mess it up because I always do. All right, guys, I'm going to work 8 hours today. Once in a small town lived an old blind man. He was blind, yet while walking at night, he used to carry a lighted lamp with him. One night, while he was out of his house, a group of young travelers saw him. After seeing him, they realized that he was blind. Travelers couldn't understand why a blind person carried a lighted lamp, and they started making fun of him. One of those travelers got curious and asked, "You are blind and can't see anything, then why do you carry a lighted lamp with you?" The blind man replied, "Yes, I am blind and can't see anything. Still, I carry a lighted lamp with me for people like you who can see. If I walk at night without a lamp, one may not be able to understand that a blind man is coming and could end up running into me." They felt ashamed and apologized for their behavior. The moral of the story is we should not make fun of others just because we don't understand them. Don't judge others, always be polite, and try to learn things from others' point of view. So, like I said, that one's kind of like about perspective too. You know, if whenever you look at someone that, like I said earlier with the emotion thing, if you look at someone and they're upset, try to understand from their perspective of why they're upset, how they could be feeling compared to you. Because, like I said, this is mostly between guys and girls. Guys don't feel the same emotion as girls do. That's, like, just a fact. You know, like, I will cry over a spilled glass of tea. I don't know. But Lakeland won't cry for anything. So, you know, there's obviously different perspectives there. I cry whenever I see a sad dog on TikTok. It makes me upset because I want to save every dog in the world. And I can't believe that some people in the world treat their dogs badly. And that's not about perspective. I'm not going to try and see their perspective of why they treat their dogs badly because there's no excuse for that. So, sorry. But life is about perspective, guys. If you decide that you don't want to see life through a different perspective, that you think you're always right, I promise you life is going to be 10 times harder. It is going to be so hard to get through life when you think that you're the only perspective that matters is your perspective. Because everything you do, you have to look at a different perspective. Like at work, I have a retail job. So when I'm at work, I have to think of the customer's perspective. Am I being a good, you know, employee? Am I feeling welcoming? Am I annoying them? You know, that goes for everything. I mean, you know, even if you don't have a retail job, even if you have like a, I don't know, like an insurance job, like my mom, she still has to look at the perspective of her customers when they don't understand why their insurance went up. And she has to, you know, help them understand that. So life is about perspective. It's not just in the workplace. It's in your relationships, friendships, your family. It's in everything you ever do. And you just have to stop and realize it. I didn't pick a song for today. Oh my gosh. Okay, so we're gonna go look for a song. Okay, I found a song. It stopped my recording. You're getting nervous for a minute. So the song that I'm gonna request for y'all to listen to this week is "Sky Full of Stars" by either Coldplay or from the movie Sing 2. It doesn't matter which one. Sing 2's version is different because it's like a fight scene in the movie. I don't know. I don't really think it's about perspective, but it's a really good song. I think you should listen to it. I've been listening to it a lot, so I thought, why not? Sorry, guys. So, go listen to that. My challenge for you this week is to look at, to, if you are in a relationship, think of your other person's perspective whenever you get in an argument or whatever. Also, I want to challenge you to take 5, 10, 30 minutes, an hour to yourself. It doesn't matter how long. Go stare at a sprinkler. Trust me, it will change your life. I promise. Just go stare at the sprinkler for a little bit. Or go sit, you know, sit outside. Enjoy nature. Don't take your phone. Don't take anyone. Don't take your dogs. No distractions. Just go sit outside. And just clear your mind. Go on a walk. You know, do what you need to do. I just challenge you to clear your mind this week and live in the moment, I guess you could say. So, I mean, I guess that's it. So, yeah. I just want to let y'all know that y'all are my motivation right now. This week has been very hard. A lot of you that know me know that my grandfather took a little fall the other week, and so it's been a hard week, and you know, all that, going to school and doing some other stuff and then learning some new information about some other stuff, and you know sometimes it really feels like life is just smacking you upside the face and won't stop, but you know, that's life sometimes, so you just gotta look at a different perspective and keep going, because it's the way of life. You know, some days are gonna suck. You gotta have your bad days to have your good days. So, you know, yeah. So, I guess that's it with me, guys. Thank you all for staying with me for this whole podcast. Thank you for everyone that listens. Thank you for supporting me and everything. If you need cookies, head over to Katie's Cookie Jar. Order you some cookies. They're bomb, I promise. Put in code perspective, like tell me perspective, and I will give you four free cookies. And if you go look at a sprinkler, I'll give you 5 free cookies. Okay. So yeah, if you order cookies, at the bottom of your order type in perspective and you'll get some cookies for free. But other than that, that's gonna be all for Motivation Monday. I don't know how to do my sign off. Well, that's all for me. This is Katie signing off for Motivation Monday. I hope y'all have a great week, a very motivated Monday, and please don't forget, stay motivated. I'll be talking to y'all next week.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.